State Banking Department, Licensed Debt Management Service Provider, Maryland 149.
Just to watch him shatter, it's just a step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working nights to provide.
Listening to the Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Thank you, Dolly. Dolly Parton, one of my favorite singers of all time. One of my favorite people, really. She's just incredible.
She'd be saying, hello, Dolly. Yeah.
Yes, well.
Don't give him any ideas. He did tell us he's a minor in theater. So.
I'm not going to sing, that's for sure. Which was always very disappointing because my father had like a world-class voice. Well, not really that good, but he had a very good voice. And I figured I'd take after him, but instead I took after my tone-deaf mother. Singing-wise, that was not the thing to do. Anyway, my guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs, who's president of OwnYourMoney.com, and you've seen her all over the news, ABC, NBC, Today's Financial Women, the Boston Business Journal, and so forth. And we're going to be talking about some costly habits that you can resolve in just a moment, but I think we're going to have a little trivia question before we get to Belinda. Okay, for a ticket for two to Regal Cinemas to see, well, your choice, Up, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, The Soloist, or State of Play are your options if you have the correct answer. Folks, how much is the value of a ton of money? That's our trivia question for today. 877-NEW-1060. Now, a ton of money, of course, obviously, it depends what the denominations of the money you're weighing. A ton. Let's go with the dollar bills. And you can just be within $10,000 and you'll be a winner. So within $10,000, how much money is a ton of a dollar bills worth? Okay? A ton of dollar bills.
I love the sound effect.
Yes. Well, that's Tim, our producer. So he is up on all the sounds that you hear, other than your voice and mine. And it's a ton of dollar bills, folks. How much is it worth? And within $10,000, we'll just do fine, and that will win you tickets to the movies, courtesy of Regal Cinemas and the Financial Consultants. 877-NEW-1060. That is our phone number, 877-639-1060. And let's go back to Belinda Fuchs. And Belinda, folks, you have a question for Belinda, you can call us, 877-639-1060. So same number for trivia, or to call us with questions for today's guest, or if you have any other pressing financial issue that you'd like to call about, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. Same number, 877-639-1060. So, Belinda, you've been on our show a few times now, and always with great tips and advice for helping small business owners, but we're talking personal finance today. So how much do you work really with personal finance as opposed to business?
That's a good question. It's, you know, it's interesting. As what we've been going through with the economy has been evolving, they've both been growing, in the personal finance especially, and I've been doing more when it comes to private coaching, working with people in terms of individuals and couples, as well as working with business owners to increase their profitability. And what I find on the personal finance level is that I help people who are frustrated that they're not saving enough or they're not sure where to start with a budget. You know, it was interesting that we heard the song working 9 to 5, because a lot of people feel like they're working 9 to 5, they're working 8 to 7, and that they're just concerned that they just keep living paycheck to paycheck. They're in fear of a significant expense and kind of overwhelmed with that fear, and it's causing them to not act because they're not really sure what to do. And a lot of times now, it's really that I help people to relieve themselves from some of the current economic stress, because we feel like we're such a victim often to what's happening in the economy. So the alternative is helping people figure out what they really can do to own their money versus all the things that they can't control with what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So there are certain habits that people can get rid of that really cost them a lot of money in their personal finances. So what is costly habit number one?
So costly habit number one is not tracking your finances. I hear oftentimes from people, I don't know where it goes every month. They just feel like before they know it, there's more month than money, and that they're not really sure where it's actually going. And the challenge there is that uncertainty causes a lot of the panic that people are feeling. It also contributes to number two, which is more on the emotional side of things. But the thing is that when you don't know where your money is going, you also don't really know what you can do to address it, because you're not really sure, well, where am I overspending probably? Or oftentimes what I help people do is to figure out where it's going, so that then we can target the key areas that they can be saving, and often without sacrifice. You know, sometimes people have this idea that if they come to me, then I'm going to somehow change their lifestyle, and they're not willing to do that in a negative way, like they're going to be losing something of their current lifestyle. And in fact, what I end up doing is helping people live a more full lifestyle, because then they're not feeling so stressed about things. And oftentimes people can be saving money in areas that they just never really thought about, or although it's a little bit counterintuitive, they were never motivated to really do anything about it because they didn't really realize it was an opportunity for them. So I've been doing more now in the way of workshops. I have one actually coming up on Tuesday called the Money Mind Makeover Get a Plan, because it really helps people to start to see how are they looking at money, but then really get into action to figure out where their money is going and what can they tactically be doing to change their situation. And we literally find people $200, $500, $1,000 a month in their current spending that doesn't need to happen.
Mm-hmm. And how can people really get started resolving that?
So first what they do is people recognize that it is costing them something. You know, I think of it almost like people are throwing money away so unconsciously. I'll give you a quick analogy or walkthrough with me. So imagine that we just worked hard, we worked 9 to 5 or, you know, whatever, 8 to 7. For the last 2 weeks, people get a paycheck. You didn't get direct deposit this month. You get your actual paycheck. You go to the bank. You cash your paycheck. You have a wad of money. You head to your house, you open up the door, you're still holding your wad of money, you walk swiftly through your house, you go to the toilet, you open up the toilet bowl, and you throw the wad of cash into the toilet bowl. And you flush the toilet, and then you literally watch your money go down the toilet. That's what people do. By not tracking their finances, by not doing the steps that they can be doing, they are literally watching their money flush in the toilet. And part of the saddest part is that they're also watching their hopes, their dreams, their goals for what they have for themselves and for their children and their families go down with it. And this is happening every single day. So what I want people to recognize is that they may be doing this too. They're likely doing this too. And this is pretty much, I do give a money back guarantee, because I know that when people work with me, either personal, directly in private coaching or in my workshops, that they make back a multiple. I mean, where else can you get 100% return on money that you spend, right? And so what ends up happening is that when people recognize, and I want everyone now to think about what is not tracking your finances costing you. And so once people realize that, then they can start to get into action. And so what I'll give now is just even a couple of steps. You know, they're like the tip of the iceberg. And what I want people to think about is what can you be doing to start tracking? In the workshop, when you come to the program, then you get a template and you get a really easy to use sheet where you can fill it out for an actual month. Because when you guess where you think your money is going, you put down one set of numbers. But when you actually look at what you've spent in a given month, let's say for the month of April, it's often that people are just shocked with where it's going. I was just speaking with a few people about this topic a few days ago in a teleclass I gave, and it was amazing that the woman said, you know, I think it's probably $2,000 a month that I'm flushing down the toilet.
Wow.
You know, and that's $24,000. So even as an exercise, start to track yesterday's spending, last week's spending, last month's spending, and start to figure out where it is that you may be doing that and what it's costing you.
Mm. Wow. And all these pennies, dollars, they add up.
Yeah, I think of it like
$24,000 is just wasted in that woman's case. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it like it's the it's only factor, because people think, oh, it's only $50, it's only $100. Sometimes it's only a few hundred dollars because they may be going to the store to buy clothes they don't really need. They may be going to the grocery store and buying food that then they just have too much and then they end up throwing it out. And they're literally like opening up their garbage can in their kitchen and they're throwing money in when you're throwing food out. So that's why we work on a new perspective and awareness of what people can be doing, and then literally the money starts to show up. But they need to show up for the class first.
There you go.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and you can always get more information on your classes or seminars and you at ownyourmoney.com. And okay, my guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs. You can call us at 877-NEW-1060 with questions, 877-639-1060. And we have a trivia question as well for a ticket to two to see one of several movies you can choose between Up, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, The Soloist, or State of Play at Regal Cinemas. Just tell us how much is a ton of money worth, and you can tell us a ton of dollar bills, what that's worth within $10,000. If you want, you can also tell us about a ton of pennies. How much is a ton of pennies, or a ton of $20 bills, or a ton of quarters? Your choice. 877-NEW-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum, right back with Belinda Fuchs.